under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do not use philosophical rhetoric or some denominational dogma or some political ploy. It's simply focused on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. What does God's word say? You've heard me remind us many times that the past, present, and future, God has already given to us in written form. It's called the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. We can look in the scripture and find what God has done, is doing, and shall do in the future. And as we think on that subject today, I want us to answer a question. Have we crossed the line technologically? Have we crossed the line technologically? And I'm talking about AI, artificial intelligence. By the way, some said we just had 4 years of artificial intelligence in the White House. I'm not talking about that kind of artificial intelligence. I'm talking about the technological advances that we're finding today via the computers and the linking and the networking of computers on a global basis. Ladies and gentlemen, could it be that we are creating technology today that will ultimately control the whole wide world? That's the thought. And I've got a fistful of research articles that should get our attention today in relationship to where we are with technology. Who's leading the pack? What is being said? Looking at one headline, for example, Elon Musk predicts that AI will overtake human intelligence next year. This article is brand new, off the press. And here's Elon Musk predicting that artificial intelligence will overtake human intelligence next year. Let me just summarize some of this for us before we get into the depth of the monologue and then open our lines for your call and for your input. We're talking today about technology. We're talking about that which is called artificial intelligence. We're talking about that which is taking over so rapidly that it is increasing itself, i.e. the technology and technological advances. Every day is an increase over yesterday. And I'm looking at articles that talk about the benefits of artificial intelligence. Another article that says that it is possible to have a chip placed in your brain that would allow you to communicate with a computer and fast forward your thoughts and your ideas and your impressions via a computer chip implanted in the brain linked with what is called today artificial intelligence. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you as we face the issues, we do so based on the written, revealed Word of God, the Bible. And as we talk about artificial intelligence today, we're going to blend it with some eschatological prophetic text and speaking about what God is going to do, what God is doing, what God shall do in the future with what is called the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one. Identified in 2 Thessalonians, identified in Daniel 7 and 8, identified in Daniel chapter 11, identified in Revelation chapter 13. And I could go on and on and on in relationship to the Antichrist and how I see the nexus with what we're doing with artificial intelligence. Now, you may disagree. You may have other thoughts and insight that I've not researched to come up with. Love to hear from you today. After our monologue, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And if you don't mind, let me encourage us to focus today with your questions, your comments on artificial intelligence, on the question of that artificial intelligence and what it will do in the present time, what it is doing, what's beneficial, what can be done, and can it be stopped? Some are advocating that it must be, we must put the brakes on now before it's too late. Some are saying that it is wonderful and we need to embrace it. We're going to talk about the pros and the cons. We're going to talk about in particular today how it links with the Antichrist being able to see all, know all, control every human being on the face of the globe. That's where we're going. Love to hear from you about that and your thoughts on it right after the monologue. But ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to look at the future, we look at the Word of God. It is the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth. I am truth." By the way, I don't know if you're getting any static on your radio listening. I just had someone text, said they can hardly understand the broadcast. I don't know what the problem is, can't answer that. But I can say that it's demonically controlled when it comes to a broadcast like this in particular. But I pray that it will clear up, that you can be able to, that you'll be able to hear it clearly. If not, let us know so that we'll know what we need to do to trace it down. Scripture says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Then in Psalms 117:2, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. So let me remind you that we need to recognize and cling to tenaciously that which is truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We find that taking place in D.C. today in particular. We find that taking place in relationship to what President Trump is trying to accomplish in draining the swamp, cleaning the sewer in D.C. But truth matters. Regardless of who you are and where you are, what side of the aisle you're on, truth still matters. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said the decline of truth is bringing about the death of America. And he says in part, "Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity." And yet we have, according to the latest survey, ladies and gentlemen, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, that say that there's no absolute truth. In fact, their position is each person determines his or her own version of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth even to death." That's my challenge, that we need to stand and defend the truth even to death. And I believe we're living in the era more and more each and every day that it's going to demand, it's going to require, it's going to necessitate Christians and conservatives being willing to stand for truth, not bend, not bow, not focus on what the world says or what the political pundits say, but focus on what God is saying, what God is doing, and stand for truth regardless of the end results. There are a lot of people today that's afraid to stand for truth. There are a lot of Christians today, even in Christian pastors, that are afraid to stand in the pulpits and say sin is sin and call out sin, call out error, call out those that are doing wicked deeds in government that's causing major catastrophe in our society today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff They can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. You can see a mile or two away from the campus of Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just a few moments and we'll open our lines. But today I want us to understand in the modern world that we have today, you can ask Siri. You can walk in your house. I don't have Siri. Listen, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with having anything in your home that can monitor and listen to you. It's bad enough have a smart TV that's monitoring what you say and do. It's bad enough to have an iPhone or another type, if you please, AI-generated phone system that you're listening to and talking with. Somebody said recently, said, you know the way to stop your iPhone from listening to you and transmitting data, even at night? Said, put it in your microwave. Don't turn the microwave on, but stick it in your microwave. Turn it off, stick it in your microwave. Now, I'm not necessarily advocating that. I've not tried it, but I have had multitudes of people say that that's the only way to keep that phone from monitoring what you're saying and what you're doing. Listen, through artificial intelligence, in the latest iPhone, i16, I believe it is, iPhone put out by Apple, in that latest model, if you're sitting in the room, my wife and I were talking recently, sitting in the living room, and she was talking about a certain dress or blouse or garments in some fashion that she would want to look at or was interested in. And the next morning on the iPhone, when she turned it on, there were several ads promoting those garment items that she was talking about. Now, was that just happenstance? Was that just coincidental? Absolutely not. It was an absolute fact that we were being monitored in the communication and the discussion. This is the reason anything you do online, anything you look at, anything you read, anything you transfer from one link to the next, we are being monitored, we're being followed, traced, tracked, and marketed with the marketing of those things we looked at, talked about, and discussed. That's part of AI. But that's just the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen. That's just the hem of the garment. When we talk about that, you can walk in your house and say, Siri, turn the lights on. Siri, change the thermostat. Siri, turn the television on. Siri, whatever. We have AI today that you can walk out of your home and press the button and it'll crank your car. We have AI today that can cook a meal, tell you what the weather is, even answer complicated questions by the click of a button. That's artificial intelligence. Now listen, I'm not saying it's all bad. I'm not saying that it's all worthless. But I am saying that we're on the very threshold of witnessing a mega major transfer of authority and power in the world. Listen. When Elon Musk says that AI will overtake human intelligence in the next year, that's a very short period of time. And we're on the very threshold, the prefaces of that even at this very moment. But ladies and gentlemen, there are things that's wonderful that AI can do. Do you realize from the Christian perspective, we can take a one-hour pulpit message that I preach, put it in the system, computer system, send it to an AI software program, and in about 3 minutes, it'll produce a transcript verbatim of my words from the pulpit. Multitudes today are using AI for transcriptions. In fact, I read an article recently about an attorney that had developed his brief and rebuttal in the courtroom for what he would say to the judge and to the other attorney, and AI had produced his entire brief in just a matter of moments. Research through AI. But there was a snag to that. When the brief was presented, this is a literal case, when the brief was presented in court, the judge was able to review the brief and came back to the attorney and threw his argument out of court because he had used AI. And AI, in order to build the case for the attorney, put in some false data, generated false case law, generated false cases in the past, generated false answers in the argument that was done by the click of a button, artificial intelligence. Now, if you can think for a moment, many today and many colleges and universities are having to put on staff to examine thesis, dissertations, research papers, etc., etc. Because multitudes of students are using AI. They give AI the information. This is the course. This is the question. This is what I must write on. And AI can write the thesis, the dissertation, the research paper in a matter of minutes. We're getting into the category, into the area, into the age, ladies and gentlemen, when AI is being in a position, being put in a position, developed into a position that can control the thoughts, the minds, the activities, even today through artificial intelligence. A software program can take your face, put it on any human body, and make it look as though it's you. AI can take your voice and your inflections and use your voice and inflections to send an email or a voicemail or a message around the globe with someone that knows you, that know they know your voice, will say that that's you speaking without any equivocation. It is literally your voice, but you didn't speak those words. It's artificial intelligence. And I could go into greater depth at this moment about the potential of that falling into the hands of the future Antichrist when he steps on the scene to bring about submission and surrender and control of the entire world by the Antichrist. And I believe it will be through AI, artificial intelligence. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, go ahead.
I believe you are right. I remember the movie, I think Terminator, and it was a movie also called AI. And, I mean, it just took over. They say that we were dumb as rocks. And like you said, like I think it's China, is going to put chips in their military people. So they can't feel here. I mean, they'll be like, how can I say, stormtroopers almost in Hitler day.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're exactly right. China's been developing that, and they have started instituting that in their military back, I reckon, 3 or 4 years ago now, where that chip in the brain of their soldiers, that soldier would feel no pain, feel no fear, and will keep charging the enemy until he is dead without having any fear or any pain. That's the chip. And by the way, and I'm fast-forwarding that to what I want to say during the course of the broadcast, but Elon Musk has developed what's called a Neuralink, and he's put it in, this Neuralink has been implanted in 3 people already. And with 3 people that it's been implanted in, that chip in the brain can focus on, by concentration, that which he wants to say, and his brain speaks directly to the computer without the benefit of using the keyboard. His brain can speak to the computer to write, to type, and to send messages of what the person is thinking through what is called Neuralink. Three people have successfully had that put in their brain. I'm looking at the headline. Elon Musk, Neuralink, has implanted its first chip in human brain. What's next? Elon Musk brain science startup Neuralink has announced the successful implantation of a device in a human being. Billionaire technologist Elon Musk announced this week that his company Neuralink has implanted its brain-computer interface into a human being. Each wireless Neuralink device contains a chip and electrode arrays of more than 1,000 super-thin flexible conductors that are surgically, robotically threaded into the cerebral cortex in the brain. The electrodes are designed to register through related motion. It will enable computer control just by the thinking, end quote. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a frightening thought, that you can take a human being, put a chip in his brain, and that chip in the brain will allow that human being to, by way of computer, to communicate without moving his fingers, but it's all based on the brain wave thought process. Now, that is, Kenneth, that's beyond my pay grade. I can't fathom it. I can't wrap my brain around it to understand that.
But I can tell you,
based on my understanding of eschatological truth, of what the future holds for the world, that is the high probability and possibility for the Antichrist to be a human being, but controlled by artificial intelligence through some chip in the brain or some manipulation that is not present today but can be in the very near future. Just as Elon Musk says, Elon Musk, and I'm looking at the headline again, Elon Musk predicts that AI will overtake human intelligence in the next year. So, Kenneth, what it says to me, and if I can jump through the hoops and go to the bottom line, what it says to me is that every human being needs to recognize that we're on very, shaky ground, on thin ice, that holds the future in our hands of human beings developing that which will control we the people, the human beings around the world. And therefore, every human being needs to be ready, needs to say yes to Jesus Christ while there's an opportunity. Yes, go ahead.
Can I ask you one more question? Okay. Right. I think it's Japan and I think China also. They have robots. You know, you don't have to have the wires and all of this, and I mean, they can walk, talk, and everything else. I mean, they got limitations, but with AI, they won't have limitations. Should I say it like that?
You're exactly right. In fact, in I believe it's in Japan that they already have at least one bank that has the no human being. It's all artificial intelligence through the robots that wait on customers, make decisions, respond with human sounding voices, et cetera, et cetera. There's a whole world out there, Kenneth, that is beyond my comprehension within the realm of artificial intelligence. In fact, there are four major people in America and the world that's involved in the artificial intelligence. And recently, one of them said that the brakes needs to be put on before we go over the line, cross the line, into the realm that we cannot reverse, cannot block, cannot change, cannot stop. I believe we've crossed the line. That's the reason I'm asking today, have we crossed the line in technology? Have we crossed the line in artificial intelligence to the point that we cannot draw it back? We're on the fast track of fulfilling the eschatological prophetic text in the Word of God about the coming Antichrist and the whole world being under his domination and total control. Kenneth, it deserves our attention. It demands our recognition. It should cause every Christian to understand the fast track that we're on for the wrap-up of this old world, and that calls us to say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord while there's opportunity. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you, and keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Good morning. But Dr. Youngblood, do you remember the AI Sophia? The Washington Post had that she was given citizenship in Saudi Arabia, where women are considered second class. And will the AI be a host for the spiritual realm to have a body?
I think you're touching on it very clearly. I believe that I'm not going to be here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be suddenly seized. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be snatched out of this old world by way of what is called, biblically, it is the rapture, that I'll be snatched out. Yes. But you're witnessing today, the very rapid approach of the time that the church will be raptured out, and the artificial intelligence embedded, if you please, embodied, if you will, in the human body of an individual that the Bible calls the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18 is very, very clear that he will be able to perform signs, miracles, and wonders, be able to call down fire from heaven, will be able to force every human being on the face of the globe to submit. If there's no submission to the will of the Antichrist, there'll be martyrdom on a broad scale in those days. It's in the days of the tribulation. Mm-hmm. The Antichrist will rule and reign. But I believe you're exactly right. And there are things there that's beyond, in my opinion, beyond the human mind, beyond the human thought, beyond the human realm that goes into the realm of the demonic. And I believe we're witnessing today some of the things that's taking place through artificial intelligence that would touch on nothing less than what I would call demonic activity in the brain, the heart, and the mind of human beings. And it's going to have the grand crescendo, in my opinion, in that man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, that's found in Revelation, the 13th chapter. But Terry, it demands our prayer. It demands every Christian to be alert and on guard, realizing that, yes, for example, television is a good invention, a good thing, but it can be used for bad and wickedness. The computer is good and wonderful, but it can be used for that which is wicked and evil. Artificial intelligence has some good effects and benefits today, and we'll talk about some of the benefits and some of the dangers in artificial intelligence in this broadcast, but it has also that grave danger, as Elon Musk says, that he says that artificial intelligence will overtake the human intelligence next year. And now he's a man that should know. He's a man that's involved in the production of that. And we need to recognize the track that we're on, and it should cause every Christian to have grave concern and interest in the future and what God is going to do. Terry, thank you so much for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe we have James on the line. James, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood. I got tuned in late. So I think I just heard the last few minutes. Great show as usual. I would remind you in the listening audience that, yes, we've got to stay focused. We've got to get tuned in and plugged into the Word of God and understand that all this has been prophesized. What's happening now, as you're saying, has been prophesized, and all we need to do is learn the truth from the truth book, from the Bible, and
absolutely,
and be ready. I think I said something the other day, or we had touched on, if we look back just on our country's history, one colony in Plymouth was very different from one colony in Jamestown at the founding of our country. And the listeners can check me on this, but the colony in Plymouth was colonists who were evangelic Christians who studied Scripture themselves for 12 years in Holland before they came over and based their colony on God's law. Jamestown, on the other hand, were professing Christians, but guess what? It was through a state-sponsored Anglican church, and few of them had personal knowledge of Scripture. And it got very, very ugly in the first few years in Jamestown. And Plymouth, after 2 years of trying what was a communist or a socialist, where everybody didn't work kind of thing, they just shared what they had. But after 2 years, give or take, they said, wait, this isn't working. The ones that are able must work. And they based their colony on it, and you can check me on this, guys, but the bottom line is get in God's Word and be rapture ready, and get you're going to be one of the ones taken up before all the things go bad concerning the end times.
Absolutely.
You know,
James,
better than
let me touch. Let me touch on something very quickly. Our time's about out for this portion of the hour. I'm looking at the headline. It says, Benefits of Artificial Intelligence in 2025. The age of AI is well and truly upon us. Since the release of OpenAI's ChatGPT in 2022, countless new AI products and solutions have followed. And he goes on to talk about it's transforming the industry and trade. It's transforming the economy and environmental benefits. The future of AI is expanding rapidly. But the bottom line is this article states that AI has learned to grow on its own accord without the need for any programming or any code update. The problem that we see is what's called singularity in the AI, where it makes its own decisions in the future. But, James, thank you so much for your call. God bless you, and keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, W